I practiced for many years, believing that I was paying attention to my breath. At times, I would suddenly slip into a state of profound stillness, a silence that was not forced but effortlessly present. Thoughts did not intrude or disturb, rather, they were simply present, like a familiar background noise. In these moments, time seemed to stand still, no longer something I moved through, but something simply existing. For a long while, I regarded such experiences as rare and fleeting miracles. There were also occasions when I encountered a similar state while sitting through almost unbearable pain. It was as if I had detached from the pain of my body, though it was still there, but no longer disturbed my sitting. For years, I believed that this near masochistic endurance was unavoidable. Yet, as I turned my attention more fully toward the breath, I began to sense another way, one not rooted in resistance, but in presence itself. Then, one day, something changed. I found myself capable of turning my full awareness toward my breath in a kind of undivided attention. Effort was not needed. As this attention deepened, the perception of the breath was no longer something external, but arose as an inner process. I was no longer watching the breath. Instead, I was directly within it. There was only the living experience itself. It was like listening to a melody. At first, you notice the sounds, follow the rhythm, but at a certain point, you are no longer consciously listening. You simply resonate with it, as if you were the music itself. In doing so, I discovered something both elemental and ever-present, something so fundamental that it had long escaped my notice. Breath is at once simple and profoundly transformative. Breath is not the endless thoughts and ideas in our heads. By observing the breath, we come to recognize its natural rhythm, the inhalations, the exhalations, and the pauses in between. These pauses are not just blank or empty. There is a profound silence and tranquility. True awareness is not a mental construct, not a result of the thinking mind, yet it is deepened through the breath. Breath is not merely an aspect of practice, it is a foundation. The gateway through which body and mind are in harmony, inseparable. Through this intimate awareness of breath, I realize that presence is not something to be achieved, nor is it hidden behind struggle or pain. It is always here, effortless, like the breath itself. Breath does not belong to the past or the future. It is never somewhere else. It is always here. Even when discomfort arises, even when pain persists, the breath remains. My pains during sitting haven't magically disappeared. They're still here, ever so loyal. But when my posture settles and my mind quiets, I sometimes receive the gift of stillness. Of course, this isn't always the case, but at least now I know from experience that such moments exist, and I don't need to seek for them anymore.